This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Up next, IPO news. Coursera, that's a digital learning company that offers college-level and professional courses. It says it's going to start trading shares publicly. Ticker symbol is going to be COUR, if you want to keep track of that. You know, in a lot of ways, education has been at the front of all the changes in our digital and technological lives this pandemic has brought. And in its filing, Coursera says it had 59% growth in the past year and that it expects that trend to continue. Marketplace's Eric Barris has that story.
Platforms like Coursera are known as MOOCs. That's an acronym for Massive Open Online Courses. Carla Hickman, a researcher with educational consulting group EAB, says when everything went online in 2020, traditional colleges came knocking.
They were turning to other institutions to ask what kind of arrangements could be made, and providers like Coursera were absolutely a first place many institutions turned.
Coursera already had the technology and strategic know-how that colleges needed. Lots of the classes are professional development, everything from machine learning to Korean. Robert Kelchin is a professor of higher education at Seton Hall University. He says institutions like Stanford and Duke do have robust online platforms, but having classes on Coursera is a way to lure people in who might then go on to get a degree.
So that's the incentive for colleges to consider partnering. It's not for the academic content side. It's more for the marketing and promotion side of things.
Coursera now has 77 million users. Even so, University of Florida professor Justin Ortegas says he's skeptical.
I just can't see this being a partnership that's going to continue for years and years to come. I think this is something that was made out of necessity in relationship to the pandemic.
Online courses may be filling a current demand. Ortega says once the pandemic is over, higher ed may not need MOOCs quite as much. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.